This fall, nearly 400 people took advantage of a one-stop health and service clinic called Hope 2012. It was at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. It was the fourth annual such day-long event that allowed for eye exams, dental exams, blood pressure readings, and similar screenings. The outreach is intended for people in Northwest Arkansas, including low-income families and individuals, the homeless population, and veterans. The partnership behind the event includes the Veterans Administration, United Way of Northwest Arkansas, Seven Hills Homeless Center, Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, and the Community and Family Institute at the University of Arkansas. Kevin Fitzpatrick holds the Jones Chair in Community in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the U of A. And last week, he came to our studio to explain what happened and what was learned at Hope 2012.
It's sort of unique in the sense that we deliver services one place, one time a year. But I also think that for a lot of people, and I think we've seen this now 3 years, certainly 3 years running, that these are people that this is their one time a year. They get to see the dentist, or they get to see the optometrist. And before we started this, there were people that said that they had not seen an eye doctor ever. They had not seen a dental hygienist ever. So we really believe that by inserting something, even at one day, it's clearly making a difference for some people, hundreds of people.
Many of them had not seen an optometrist or dental hygienist because they don't have insurance.
Right. And again, we've had this conversation before where even the people that do carry a medical insurance don't carry a dental rider, mm-hmm. oftentimes don't carry an eye rider. Now some of those will have – you can go to the optometrist once a year, but most don't have a dental rider. So there are a lot of people in Northwest Arkansas and around the country that have insurance – but don't have dental insurance and oftentimes are not going to the dentist regularly.
Well, if you do have a dental or eye rider, that doesn't mean that you can walk in, sit down, and leave without paying.
Right.
I mean, it'll cover something, but
that's right.
You might have to pay a lot more.
Yes, that's right. And so in this case, what we're able to do is we're able to connect people to services that they have an opportunity to connect to, but there's a procedure that makes it difficult for them to connect to. So by seeing these patients at Hope, we're able to, through the generous offering of the Northwest Arkansas Free Clinic, get those patients in a timely manner, have their teeth further examined, and if needed, extracted. And of course, we want them to be able to work towards not only finding a medical home, but a dental home. But, you know, we do see this as sort of a quick fix, but an important one, because some of these folks have been walking around suffering and in pain for months while they're trying to get their teeth attended to.
You also blood pressure readings and many other readings to find out if someone has hypertension or what other potential health problems they might have.
Yeah, I think we see this as also a good opportunity to do community screening, health screening for what I consider to be the population that's not likely to show up at the mall when they do a health screening.
Right.
And so I think by serving that population, we're able to potentially prevent and intervene in a process that even if somebody is already hypertensive, we may find out that, well, you're still hypertensive, but maybe they're not taking their drugs. So we can then possibly connect them to either a primary care physician or Walgreens, who happened to be there this year giving out free flu shots, and see if we can't do something with that as well. So it may be we need to find out if they have it. Maybe we need to see if something needs to be done in addition, even though they may be monitoring their blood pressure or glucose or whatever.
There are voluntary interviews that you can that the clients can participate in. This helps give you a sociological sort of idea of Northwest Arkansas as well.
Oh, absolutely. Not only a sociological one, but just a practical one.
Yeah.
This really helps providers have a better understanding from the health perspective what this particular population looks like. And, you know, we do the point-in-time census, which is coming up in January of 2013, and that gives us some insight into this population. But this expands our knowledge, not only in terms of being able to drill down a little bit closer on health issues, but also on a population that is at risk but may not be homeless. Because we see probably, you know, not quite half, I'd say probably 60% actually, that we saw this year were not homeless. So even though the original design was to attend to homeless and homeless vets, there are a lot of people who are neither one of those, still in need, still at risk, that we're serving, so that we're getting some data on this population that we'd never had before, because they don't end up getting into the point-in-time census or some of the other data collections we've done.
The point-in-time census is when you go out and...
That's right. We actually go out 24-hour period, Northwest Arkansas, Washington, Benton County, sort of cast the net over the region and go to all those locations where either they're providing services directly to homeless or we know that they're providing services to homeless and others as well. So that's an important part of this continuing ability, I think, for our region to understand this population better than a lot of regions who aren't engaging in this kind of data collection.
When you look at the HOPE 2012 report compared to the previous year, you get a lot of the same sort of 57% have no insurance. Mm-hmm. A similar amount.
We do. We continue to see the same people.
Yeah.
And in some ways they're not changing. And you know, for some of these issues, they need to be changing. We need to be able to see fewer and fewer people when it comes to direct services. But until we begin to change the landscape for the accessibility to those services, you're still going to have 70% of the people that we see don't see a dentist. I mean, they just did not see a dentist in the last year. So, again, until we find a way to plug that gap, you're going to continue to see those numbers stay pretty uniform across from year to year.
And is that the long-term benefit from this sort of collection of data? Is like you can physically show in a report this is...
I think so. I think that's part of it. I mean, we'd like to be able to say that we're seeing some change as well, but this has been all along my intent, not only for HOPE and the kinds of reports that we generate from it, but also from the point in time is to make sure that the region and policymakers and funders and those folks that provide services understand their population, understand the population that they serve, because I really think that in order to develop effective policy and understand the trajectory of populations like homeless or near homeless, you really have to have a good understanding of specifically what those problems are, because it's so complicated and it's so multidimensional that you could have a whole group of people, their primary concern and their primary issues are about health, where you could have another group, depending on age or background, where that may not be their number one issue. It may be more about housing or something else. So I think it's important that we continue to work really hard at understanding the population. We can do no wrong in servicing that group by knowing more about them.
You mentioned the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center. In 2000, they had 2,000 patient visits. Last year, 2011, they had 11,500.
Wow, that even surprises me. That's unbelievable. And again, I just, it drives home the point that we need health care for people who can't afford it. And you know that we've talked about this before, and we're working really hard to bring dental care free dental care to Northwest Arkansas in a mobile, using a mobile system. And I think that, you know, that also is something that we need, because imagine of the 11,000 people, how many other folks needed that care in Northwest Arkansas that couldn't even get to the free clinic.
So, or don't know about
or don't know about it, or or couldn't fit into the schedule because they have planned scheduling. The need is there. I mean, the need is all over the country. There are some things that I think that make that need a little bit more heightened here in Northwest Arkansas, but the need is clearly a countrywide one.
This may not be a fair question, certainly an awkward one, but is it, do you think it's more important to get this information in the hands of legislators, people who will determine laws and policy, or people who vote for legislators?
Good question. If I really felt like, because this to me is really, this is at the heart of it, because one of the things that I really have felt, particularly as we have gone over these last few months through the election period, is that I'm not sure that people spend enough time thinking about who they should send to Little Rock or who they should send to Washington. You know, I spent way too much time thinking about who the president should be. Way too much time. I think it's important, but I think we maybe ought to spend way more time thinking about those individuals. And so I think it is important, particularly at local and state level. But I think we need to be a lot more cognizant of who we're sending, who can really impact and make decisions that could assist and address problems like the ones we're talking about here. So I think, long story long answer, I think it's important that the local voter understand the issues, because that ought to inform their decision about who they send. I also think that it's important that the local voter just understand the issues. So, because they have lots of influence, they can influence their church, they can influence their book club, they can influence. I mean, there's a lot of spheres of influence for any individual when it comes to getting behind a particular problem are incredible. And you can see Northwest Arkansas. We have plenty of examples of this, of people who, when they get it in their mind that they're going to make a difference, they do everything. They pull out all the stops, whether they're connected or not.
Kevin Fitzpatrick holds the Jones Chair in Community in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. The Community and Family Institute at the U of A helped sponsor this fall's Hope 2012 event.